In the YK Delta, residents and staff at the Bethel Elders Home and frontline health workers were the first to receive COVID-19 vaccines. That involved chartering planes to fly doses to villages and vaccinating health aides on runways. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said Phase 1A of vaccinations would be complete by this Wednesday.
We just received this vaccine 6 days ago, and we have been able to vaccinate over 180 healthcare providers in 37 different villages. And it's to me, when I think about this, it's an astonishing accomplishment.
With both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines coming to market in under a year, some may have been concerned about safety. Dr. Larry Corey, co-director of the Fred Hutchinson COVID-19 Prevention Network, was another panelist in the information session. He said government funding helped develop and test the vaccines in such a short time, but he said no corners were cut in the approval process.
The testing mechanisms of vaccines that were done was exactly like we normally do any testing vaccine.
Three Alaskans have experienced severe allergic reactions when they received the Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Hodges says there have been no such cases in the YK Delta.
We've administered well over 500 doses with no adverse reactions.
Over the weekend, news broke of a more infectious strain of COVID-19 in the United Kingdom. Dr. Corey said that coronavirus mutations are nothing new and that the existing vaccines would likely protect against the new strains.
I'm pretty confident the vaccine is going to cover this just fine. And it certainly covered the first mutational change just fine.
Dr. Hodges said that she expects doses of the second vaccine manufactured by Moderna to arrive in Bethel this week. And last week, YKHC received extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine from the Indian Health Service.
I actually cried because of how many lives that we can save with this additional vaccine. So because of this wonderful and what I thought was unexpected, a gift, we will be moving through our tiers a little bit faster than anywhere else.
The CDC's advisory committee has recommended that individuals age 75 and older and frontline essential workers get the vaccine next in phase 1B of distribution. They recommend people age 65 to 74, individuals with high-risk medical conditions, and other essential workers receive it after that in phase 1C. Dr. Hodges says YKHC is tweaking the CDC's guidance to include elders aged 65 to 74 in the same earlier wave as elders 75 and older.
The amount of effort and expense it takes to get the vaccine to the villages, it doesn't make sense for us to divide that into two different waves.
She said vaccination of YK Delta elders would begin this week. Then YKHC will wait for the State Vaccination Allocation Committee's recommendation on who falls within Phase 1B's definition of frontline essential workers. Dr. Hodges is a member of that state committee, where she has been advocating for Alaska Natives to receive priority in the state's vaccination schedule.
Alaska Natives bear a disproportionate burden of hospitalizations and deaths from this disease. And also, you know, it's also rural areas that have been not only disproportionately affected, but fewer resources to handle these severe outbreaks.
She said 10 to 15 communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, including Bethel, have widespread community transmission of the virus. Some villages, nearly 70% of residents have tested positive for the virus. Dr. Hodges also emphasized that young people have not been immune to severe illness.
And we have had multiple children who have been hospitalized and several had to go to ICU-level care.
She added that because of how hard the COVID-19 pandemic has hit the YK Delta, it is exceptionally important for every person to get vaccinated as soon as they are eligible. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.